Aerogel is the lightest solid material known, with a density only 3 times that of air. However, this substance's internal structure makes an aerogel block weighing 1 pound capable of supporting 0.5 ton. Researchers at NASA have been studying aerogel for a variety of applications.
It is extraordinary by the scope of its properties. It can be an excellent insulator, both against heat and cold, so it's a thermal insulator. It's an acoustic insulator. It dampens out noise. Actually, as much as 80% of noise can be stopped by a piece of aerogel. It can be an electrical insulator as well. It can be also an electrical storage unit. You can actually use it to store electrical energy.
The main ingredients of aerogel are silica, alumina, and carbon. Aerogel's internal structure makes it a good insulator.
If you could look at it under a transmission electron microscope, then you'd see it would look like a strings of pearls tangled up in there, and each of those pearls is on the order of nanometers in size, and they're joined together and tangled up, and then you've got spaces in between them which are maybe 100 nanometers across. These are such small spaces that air can't blow through it.
Recently, NASA scientists have been placing aerogel inside the tiles which protect spacecraft from the heat generated during re-entry into Earth's atmosphere.
We put the aerogel inside the spacecraft tile in order to almost fill up the voids. The spacecraft tile has micron-sized spaces in between the ceramic fibers. And the air can blow through these tiles, and that's a heat short in the system. When we fill that area up with aerogel, air can only diffuse very slowly through it, and it reduces the conductivity dramatically. It makes it a 10 or 100 times better insulator at certain conditions that we care about a lot.
And NASA scientists also believe that aerogel would be a good insulator against cold.
By using this material on the fuel tanks for the spacecraft, we should be able to prevent the formation of ice on the outside. This reduces hazard to the insulation and reduces the launch weight.
Because of aerogel's super insulating properties, scientists also believe that aerogel tiles have uses here on Earth, like commercial products that require tough insulation, such as catalytic converters or special refrigeration units.
On Earth, we can use this for very high performance insulation. We can use it for insulation for refrigerators that might go onto lightweight craft. For cryogenic refrigerators that hold liquid carbon dioxide or nitrogen or liquid oxygen, for insulation for the tanks, and even the cryogenic fuel tanks trucks you see on the road could benefit from this insulation.
Because aerogel is not transparent, its hazy appearance earned it the nickname solid smoke. A challenge for NASA scientists is to make aerogel clear. In that form, it'll become a more useful product. They imagine aerogel windows.
You could have incredible thermal insulation, maybe the equivalent from a single pane of aerogel, you might have the equivalent insulation of 20 to 30 glass window panes. So you're looking at, in theory at least, heating the house with a candle. I mean, that's a bit of exaggeration, but that's the kind of insulation you would get.
I believe aerogel will be a material that will be used in the 21st century almost as much as plastic is being used today. Can you imagine your world without plastic?
To learn more about NASA's innovations and commercialization efforts, access the NASA Commercial Technology Network at nctn.hq.nasa.gov.